This month, the health of men named the spotlight as Movember encourages men to shape their own experience by making commitment to their health. The Movember Foundation is fighting for men to live happier, healthier, longer lives by shaping the landscape for male-specific diseases through research and survivorship programs. Each year in November, Movember is responsible for the sprouting of moustaches on millions of men's faces around the world and in South Africa, raising funds and awareness for men health issues, specifically prostate and testicular cancer, as well as men health, mental health and physical inactivity. We discuss some of the issues with Karen Giselle, the CEO and founder of Men's Health Foundation. Karen, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Afternoon. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Where did Movember originate?
So Movember originated in 2003 in Fitzroy in Australia. What started out as a social experiment, with the Australians to see various different fashion icons that had made a return. The bell bottoms had made a return and various different other fashion items, but not the moustache. So as a social experiment, they decided to grow a moustache for 30 days. And, out of the group of four founders that are now involved with the charity, there was a group of 32 that ultimately joined. And a year later, 500 people came and joined. And since then, we've grown into a charity that operates in 21 countries. We've got over 1,000 survivorship and research programs going on that are changing the lives of men, finding better treatment options and treatment solutions for men suffering with prostate and testicular cancer, as well as now with mental illness and physical inactivity.
Yes, really, really grown in leaps and bounds, undoubtedly. Why does there seem to be such a stigma around diseases that affect men?
Well, certainly, I think for one thing, we don't talk about our health issues, and I don't think we're aware of the risk that we face. Prostate cancer being the leading cancer affecting men in this country, the statistics that we have is that one man dies every 4.5 hours from the disease. Now, the fact that, so many men are succumbing to the disease and we don't know about it, it's a scary thought. So the importance is by growing a moustache, we're bringing these health issues and bringing these awareness facts to the fore, getting men to be aware of those risk factors, those health factors that are in essence affecting us. For men above the age of 40, prostate cancer becomes, prevalent. And this is when we need to do those tests, those annual checkups, and to make sure that the prostate is obviously in a healthy condition. But the younger man's disease being testicular cancer, it's also about men not knowing. We aren't taught as young boys to take knowledge or to take awareness of if there is any growth or any lumps that could be developing in those areas, that we aren't necessarily aware of what the risks could be. So certainly through prompting the conversation and creating awareness, we're getting men to be a lot more aware of these risk factors to get them to be more prone to go to the doctor.
Yes, absolutely. Also, in terms of you, as you spoke, there hasn't been that awareness. And furthermore, we find that men are notoriously reluctant to visit a doctor for any ailment, which perhaps, with early detection could in some cases save lives, perhaps.
It certainly does. It certainly does. We've had a lot of interesting cases come through the Movember campaign where people going in or having a conversation, whether at work or whether around a dinner table, talking about Movember, guys then prompt to go and see a doctor and pick up that they've actually had an issue. We often believe that whatever the issue is, it will tend to go away. We'd like to believe that, it's just going to pass. And sometimes in most instances, it doesn't necessarily. So, that's really how we gauge that we're judging the success of the campaign, not only just by the amount of people who we get to grow moustaches every year and get to be supported by donations every year, but also how many people we get to actually get the message to that they've actually, through the moustache, gone to go and have a look at their health and picked up something early enough.
Yes, so that is a fascinating insight on how things have been unfolding. One cancer that should be of concern for a lot of young men, as you outline, is a testicular cancer. What are the symptoms?
Certainly, it always, the most important thing to notice is if one of the testicles are bigger than the other. Although I'm not a doctor, these are the general warning signs that we've been informed of. If there's a lump or if there's any uncomfortability, it's best to go and get it tested, and to have a look at it. Certainly with the rate of incidence that we've been informed of, there's a lot more testicular cancer that's coming out in cases that's coming out there that, that men are being affected by in this country. You know, we obviously through the research that we're investing into, we'd like to understand what those influences are and what's resulting in it, which we hope to get to the bottom of and be able to identify what causes it. But for now, you know, the important thing is to detect. The important thing is to be aware, you know, just that if there is a growth, or if there is swelling, or if there is anything that's out of the ordinary, to certainly go visit your GP.
Absolutely. Also, in terms of the broader picture, how can men become involved in the Movember campaign?
So we've just passed the halfway mark. So you know, you can always still sign up on Movember.com. It's absolutely free. It does help us to be able to spread the health messaging. You know, we pretend not to show the picture of death to scare people into taking care of their health. We certainly convey the message in a very digestible format. So the important thing is signing up in Movember. We can then get you into the fold of our awareness and education campaign. It is absolutely free, as I mentioned. There is, if you have signed up before, it's important to sign up again. You can start a team so you can get your brothers to join you, your colleagues. You know, you can all then commit together to being able to spread that men's health message. Or you can just go online and be able to donate. There are various different men that are suffering with both testicular and prostate cancer that are registered on the website, that have got very strong motivations as to why they want to spread that message to ensure other men don't succumb to the disease and become aware of their risks.
Fascinating insight that you share with us, Gavin. We appreciate your time this afternoon on Radio Islam. Thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. That was Gavin Giselle speaking to us about men and cancer under the spotlight in Movember. Now, we're going to have a panel discussion on Sunday morning between 10:30 and 12 o'clock. And Mullah Khara is going to host that. We're also going to elaborate further on some of men-related cancers, etc. So you can look forward to that over the weekend, inshallah.